And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 18th of December, 2015. It's the birthday of Charles Wesley, born in Epworth, England, 1707. His older brother, John Wesley, was the preacher, and Charles was the writer of hymns and the song leader. The two of them went to Oxford, and they looked for deliberate ways to serve God throughout the day. And because of this, their fellow students made fun of them for how methodical they were, and they named them Methodists, and they picked up the name and promoted the Methodist movement in Great Britain, traveled around the country preaching in the open air to tens of thousands of people. John did the preaching. Charles led the faithful in hymns. Hymn books were expensive, and many people couldn't even read, so the song leader would read out a line at a time, and everybody would sing it. Charles Wesley wrote 8,989 hymns. We know him for Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, and Christ the Lord is Risen Today, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's the birthday of the artist Paul Klee, born in Münchenbuchsee, Switzerland, 1879. Died at the age of 60, leaving behind about 9,000 works of art, and also the Paul Klee notebooks. It's the birthday of one of the great baseball players of all time, Ty Cobb, born Narrows, Georgia, on this day in 1886. His father didn't want him to become a ball player, wanted him to be a doctor or a lawyer. But finally, when Ty Cobb was leaving home, his father told him, "Don't come home a failure." Cobb was 18 years old, and 3 weeks before he made his debut with the Detroit Tigers, his mother shot and killed his father outside their bedroom window. Apparently, she thought he was an intruder. It's the birthday of Fletcher Henderson, the jazz pianist, born Cuthbert, Georgia, 1897. Best known to us as a jazz arranger, he made arrangements that emphasized the horns and left room for improvised solos between the arranged passages. It was a new sound for big band jazz. Here's a poem for today by Greg Watson, The Leaving. I will not miss this place, but for the paraffin glow of the young nurse's face, blonde and almond-eyed, strange comfort of the flashlights blinking on and off as she makes her nightly rounds, seemingly without steps to check if you are still breathing, kneeling at the bedside to ask, "Are you still awake? Do you need a pill?" As outside the window a dull gray snow is falling into absence, and you cradle a thought no longer there, as if it mattered, as if anything but her cool, soft hands offering the drowse-inducing Eucharist made sense anymore, as if a mind drawing circles to mark eternity and X's for all the suffering that implies could contain anything more than the purposeful spark of fine, subtle hips turning toward the door, a leaving so gentle and assured that it makes you feel nearly at home in this world once again. The Leaving, a poem by Greg Watson, from All the World at Once, published by Noden Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.